Cammie Baker, C-A-M-I Baker, B-A-K-E-R, chip complaint, my throat is killing me. Our patient is a 31-year-old woman with history of cough, fever, congestion, sore throat, but mainly sore throat, headache, and body aches. Patient also has had fever and chills for the past 24 hours. Patient has been exposed to strep at work. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, hypertension, hypothyroidism. Patient is not taking any birth control pills anymore, which I'm very glad about, and she's off her levothyroxine per her PCP surgery, tubal ligation. Medication updated opposite page. The new medication includes Ozempic per her primary care physician. That's 0.5 cc q weekly, lisinopril 20 milligram, and sertraline 50 milligram as before. These are all prescribed by her regular primary care physician, and she's doing well with the medication with no sign of depression, anxiety, or suicidal ideation or thoughts. COVID immunization, non-social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works at the bank. Last period, 4/21/23. Review of system as above, allergy, morphine. She's alert, she's awake, she's no distress, 274 pounds, lost 8 pounds because of Ozempic. 98%, 98.2, 16, 93, 114 over 52, heart positive. Their TMs are red, posterior pharynx, very red, very postular, very inflamed. Positive anterior, posterior chain lymph, and not denoted. Lodgement on focal skin shows no rash, neck shows no meningismus. Number one, strep test is positive. Number two, crocephalogram now, Nixon's Decadron 8 milligram now, Nixon's Z-Pack, Nixon's Medrol dose pack, Nixon's meds reviewed. I told her I'm very glad she's off the, off her, off her birth control pills. Nixon was thyroid per PCP. Nixon was other medication per PCP. Nixon was doing well with her anxiety. Nixon was losing weight. Nixon was active. Nixon was exercising. Nixon was no sign of peritonsil or abscess. Nixon was if any changes noted in her condition, she'll call me right away. Thank you.